Let's do one on Leon, L-E-O-N, Benjamin, B-E-N-G-A-J-A-M-I-N, 5-14-51. Today is 6-13-2023. Mr. Benjamin is a 72-year-old gentleman who was recently released from prison after spending 23 years in prison. Period. During the time in prison, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and hepatitis C, which led to a hepatoma. Patient has had both radiation and chemotherapy for both of these cancers while in prison, period. His past medical problems are COPD, hypertension, diabetes, hepatitis C, hepatoma, and prostate cancer, period. Only surgery he's had is hernia surgery. Family history, mom and dad died of some sort of cancer. He doesn't remember what. COVID immunization up to date, times four, allergy none. Medications includes glipizide 5 milligram twice a day, metformin 1,000 milligram twice a day, lisinopril 20 milligram once a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, Neurontin 400 milligram TID, albuterol inhaler, Atrovin inhaler, Coric 12.5 twice a day, 12.5 milligram, Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day. Social, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink, but he's had both before, but not for the past 23 years, period. Review of system, he's lost weight, he feels very weak, he has no appetite, he is in pain. He also was involved in a motor vehicle accident recently where a police car hit him, and he's receiving therapy from a chiropractor's office. Because of that, he's got knee pain, low back pain, which should be differentiated from an accident and or bony metastasis, period. I have asked for Mr. Benjamin to obtain his records. He's a, has an appointment with an oncologist regarding his cancer since he left the prison, whether or not he's candidate for any other treatment. He would like end-of-life care at home because of his pain, his weakness, and his other comorbidities. He qualifies for hospice if he's no longer interested in any pursuing these cancers, and or there's no other treatment plans available to him, and a appointment with a oncologist is pending at this time. His physical exam, blood pressure 154/87, pulse is 97, respiration is 18. He's a febrile. Heart, positive swamp, positive stool, lungs, few bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Lower extremity shows a 1+ edema without cords. Neurological, he has generalized weakness with moving all four extremities. Assessment, number one, diabetes. Number two, hypertension. Number three, diabetic neuropathy. Number four, bone pain. Rule out metastasis. Number five, hepatoma. Number six, prostate cancer. Number seven, status post chemo and radiation therapy for both prostate cancer and hepatoma. Next number is hepatitis C. Next number, patient will obtain patient's previous records. Also will obtain records from the oncologist on his next visit and decide whether or not patient qualifies for end-of-life care on hospice. Thank you.